You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
Ty's been bowl after bowl after bowl after bowl game.
The great Orange Bowl.
Yes, that's right. Right up there with the Rose Bowl.
Right up there with Brewers Pirates.
Don and Peter with you. Until 7, and then we are going to have the great Brewers-Pirates game coming up at 7 o'clock.
It gets funny.
Peter,
you hear him
laugh.
Like going through the paper to yes. make sure what the game is, or what's coming on after, in yes. that moment where yes. he realizes he's got it wrong.
Yeah,
that's the best part.
It is, that pause, that pause for emphasis. Just to lock in just how great the person was that's coming up afterwards. Don's doing his best. See, that's what he's doing, selling. He's selling the next person. Make sure you listen. It's going to be a great listen, and it turns out to be Brewers Pirates.
Well, I think you were coming up after, so he's going to show you some love.
Of course, yeah. Don's good like that. Don loves to show the love and share the love. Send back to the phones. 1-800-919-3776. Spike is in St. Pete. What's up, Spike?
Well, first of all, happy, healthy new year to my two buddies here. I got a question, Larry, before I want to discuss the Knick game, but for young Ty. Ty, you know a lot about basketball, correct?
I hope so.
Well, okay. I'm going to take you back a little bit with the old-time music. I was a... Thank you. Boy, you're good, Anthony. I know, and happy new year to Jacob and Anthony. Stay safe, boys. I was considered one of the top five best basketball players 70 years ago. I did something no one else could ever do again. I led a team to two championships in the same year. I'll be 93 years old, and I coached Larry Hardesty. What's my name?
Oh, my God.
You coached Larry Hardesty?
Yep. Am I right, Larry?
Oh, my God. Yeah. For a little bit.
Wait, two championships in the same year?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
What year are we talking?
I think Syracuse Newhouse will be proud of you. Just think it through.
I coached Larry Hardesty. I won two championships in the same year.
Wow.
Well, as a college player, yep.
Yep.
College. And I was a great college player.
Oh,
no, you don't know. I'll tell you.
Yeah. I'm drawing a blank right here.
All right.
Who is
okay,
it?
Let me give you a hint.
Okay.
I'll give you a hint. It was a time when one tournament wasn't as popular as it is now, and so it was two tournaments in the same year.
That's correct.
One tournament that you think of, that the tournament now was the secondary tournament. That's how long this was. That's how long ago this was.
And I was alive when it happened.
He said 93 years old?
He's 93 years old right now, yeah. Still alive.
I'm drawing a blank.
Still will put Larry on the bench if he misses a rebound.
Yeah, there's no question. Then yell at me and then run laps with me.
Who is it?
It's Floyd
Lane. Go ahead, Larry, tell him.
It's Floyd Lane, who was part of the City College Championship, because back then the NIT was the NCAA, and the NCAA was the NIT. And they won both the same year.
Wow.
That's
a long time ago.
Yes, it is.
Well, I
say that respectfully, Larry. My
well, I didn't play with him on those teams. He was the coach.
He coached you.
Yeah, he coached me.
Yeah, he came back to coach his alma mater, would say, late 70s, early 80s when Larry played.
Late
70s, right?
Yes. Late 70s, early
80s. Okay. All right, so you know how I feel about you guys. I just want to say one quick thing. Well, two quick things. Rest in peace, Harry. God, that took me for a loop when I found out he passed away. 99's a great year, but the guy seemed so full of life And I was coming to us, we were going to talk Knicks championship basketball, so I'll have to wait for the next stop. So with the Knicks last night, Larry, this is pretty simple, and I went over it. There's a third guy that went to the same college. I went before them, and he said to me, if Randall can play a little better, maybe we can move him. And I'm not taking anything away from Randall. You saw last night that the Knicks are small in the backcourt. And Fournier comes off the bench and makes a couple of shots and then passes the ball to a guy in a different uniform. That's a good one. But Popovich is a brilliant coach.
Yes.
Quickly is certainly not a point guard. We learned that last night. And the Knicks are small. But what I like about this, and I'll leave you after this and stay safe, was what I like about this is baptism by fire. You know what that expression is all about. And Deuce McBride can play defense, but I saw he's small and he can't get to the basket on some of these guys. Mm-hmm. But that was an inevitable loss based upon the Dallas game, which will never happen again. Never happen, not in my lifetime. And that's it, boys. So just be safe, enjoy, and it's been a pleasure to listen to you all week, Ty. I never doubted it, but you did a tremendous job.
Thank you, man.
Larry with you is a blessing.
Thank you, man.
Thank you, Spike.
Appreciate that.
Appreciate you. Thanks for the phone call. Ty, that's the downside about having Quentin Grimes and McBride defend. Yes, they can defend multiple positions, and their footwork is very good defensively, so they move well. But the problem is that defenders can still shoot over them.
You had
Grimes. He did all he could against Luka. Luka's 6'9". He's shooting over him with unobstructed. You know, so yes, what he does is he keeps you from going. He keeps you from driving. Undefended, and he also can close out pretty good on threes, but you're shooting right over him. So that's the issue that you have with them. So while, yes, you're gaining in closeout and you're gaining with footwork, you're losing in height. And so against certain matchups, it's you're still losing because guys are still scoring over you.
Yeah, that's the tough part of it. By the way, I wanted to mention this because he brought up Greg Popovich.
Mm-hmm.
I was watching the game last night. And how about this for a nugget? There are like 8 guys on the team right now that Popovich is coaching who were born after he made his head coaching debut. How crazy is that?
Isn't that crazy? Man.
He's been doing it that long that they were born after he made his debut. Yeah. That's insane.
He had the closest thing to a basketball dynasty in the late 80s and early 90s, you know, because they were winning all the time. I mean, 90s and 2000s, they were winning all the time. They were just winning and winning and winning and winning, you know, with David Robinson, you know,
Tim Duncan. Then you get Mono and Parker and Kawhi.
Yeah.
And they would still be winning. Had that Kawhi situation not happened, they would still be winning.
Yeah. And he kind of, and Kawhi kind of showed you when he gets hurt, don't expect him back anytime soon. He let you know. He told you early, I'm not coming back till I'm 150%. Not 100%. I got to be 150%. Otherwise, I'm not playing. How about that?
Some people take games off. Kawhi is like taking seasons off.
That's right.
But yeah.
Absolutely.
I'll see y'all in 2024.
If I'm healthy. If I'm healthy.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Judging from Twitter, they have been missed, Ty. Everybody's going to be happy to hear the guys come back. And hopefully,
yay!
They will be talking about both teams, football-wise, in the postseason. That would be fabulous. Having a chance. Giants should be in, and the Jets will have a brawl for it all game in Miami.
Oh, man. Do you think that if the Dolphins beat the Pats on Sunday, which means the Jets would then control their own destiny?
Yes.
If the Jets beat the Seahawks, you think that Dolphins-Jets game next Sunday gets flexed to Sunday Night Football?
It could be. Absolutely.
Because you'll also have the opportunity, depending on what happens this weekend, Packers-Lions could be playing for that final playoff spot in the NFC.
Right.
You could have the Bengals and the Ravens playing for the division, AFC North.
They won't do that. Because you probably won't have Lamar.
Yeah.
If Lamar plays, if Lamar is eligible, if Lamar plays, maybe. But for listen, I'll say this. With Mike White at quarterback, you got a better shot having that game flexed.
Yeah. But that makes do we?
If Zach Wilson was quarterback, that game would not be flexed.
That game would be moved to 4 a.m. Do you want, if you're a Jet fan, do you want the spotlight on you in that spot?
Well, you might as well get used to it, because if you make the postseason, the spotlight's going to be on you anyway.
I mean,
think about this, Ty. You're already this starts your postseason. Postseason starts Sunday.
Correct.
So you're already in the postseason, and you've been on network games. You've been on nighttime games. You know,
haven't gone well,
but not with Mike White.
You had the Seeing Ghosts with Sam Darnold.
That's not Mike White.
Last week you had the Zach Wilson bench for a practice squad quarterback.
That's not
And everyone's just like in unison, just, you know, a standing ovation for Stravler. I don't know if it was a standing ovation for Stravler or it was we're applauding Zach Wilson being removed.
He's like, thank God he's out of the game. Whoever it is, Stravler, let's go. Remember, Stravler, people called for him to be the starter based on him winning come from behind games in the preseason.
Which was nuts. That was insane. Guys, get a grip. I thought Mike White should have been starting week one.
There's a lot of people thought Mike White should have been starting week one.
And maybe instead of going 1-2, they go 2-1.
But here's the thing, and this is interesting, and Buddha made this point up a little bit earlier, Ty. This was the interesting point. Remember, in that game, the second New England loss, when Robert Saleh was asked, did you think about changing quarterbacks? He had I have no thought about changing him. And the next day, he changed him. All right? Suppose he had been able. So there might be something to say about, because look how long it took for them. Press conference was pushed back. Yeah. Him being on the K-Show was pushed back. Oh, meetings all day. Clearly, he needed more than just his opinion. Let's put it this way. I don't want to say he didn't have the pull. I'm not going to say that because I don't know that for a fact. And he is the head coach.
Yeah.
But let's just say, if he'd been able to pull Zach Wilson in that second game,
you'd be in
the playoffs right now.
Yeah, they win the game, and then you split the games with New England, so they don't own the tiebreaker.
Exactly.
I don't know what happens conference record wise, but that could be the decision, or that lack of decision could be what dooms them. And look, they're on a 4-game losing streak, so there are a bunch of things that happened that would go into them missing the playoffs, but
including Mike White getting
hurt. I just can't. I hate that I had this thought before the show, because now I'm never going to stop thinking about it. Like, if we go through every NFL team and see who their starting quarterback is, the exercise of would this quarterback have gotten the Jets to the playoffs? Just given how great their defense has been, and I gave you the numbers earlier in the show, they've got the number 3 scoring defense or number 4 scoring defense, and they're number 3 in total yards. That's all they would have taken, just an average quarterback.
That's it. That's all they needed. Competent quarterback play at the NFL level. Not superstar play. Competent quarterback play at this level. they would have been won at least two or three more games.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN.
We're still taking your phone call. Still got some sports to talk about at 1-800-919-3776. Let's talk to Sean in the truck. Sean, you're next on the Michael K. Show.
Hey, good evening, gentlemen.
What's up, Sean?
I'm a faithful Michael K. fan. You know, I listen to the show as much as I can get back in the radius. I enjoy you guys.
Thank you.
I've enjoyed you guys. I kid Thank you me. Not. But Larry, Todd, let me ask y'all a question. Is it me or is the bowl games that's been played this year, they finally got it right? They finally got the matchups right? These games have been entertaining. Not just blowouts, and then you wait for the playoffs for the last couple of years. I'm really entertained by these bowl games. My son played college ball. He played for up in Buffalo. Mm-hmm. We're looking at these games and saying, "Yo, man, they finally got them right." That the Florida State game that was a good game. But then the night before, you know, you're going into three overtimes. They've been nail biters. I say like they 95%. They got them right. I think
that of the games played, 16, if I'm not mistaken, have been one score games. And then you've got right now, you know, Notre Dame and South Carolina. That's tied with 5.5 minutes left to go in the game. Ohio, Wyoming's tied. So yeah, it's been very, very competitive.
Exactly. I knew I wasn't just hallucinating, but they've been really interesting the way you say, you know, the middle of the third quarter, man. Let me see what else is on.
No, that has been like that, Sean. Thanks for the kind words, my friend. Drive safely. And you know, I got to admit, I'm not a big college football guy. I'm not. But I will peruse occasionally and look at some games and see what's happening. And, you know, there have been some more entertaining games than there have been in the past, because I do think for some reason it just seems like either the matchups have been better or for whatever reason it is, but it just seems like the pairings have been better. You're not getting the, as Sean mentioned, 56-3 games. You're not getting those games. You've had a lot of games that, you know, keeps you occupied. And the other thing is, because of the way the local football teams have been tied, I haven't really been looking at college football to try to get an idea of who these guys are possibly going to draft, because here's the top linebacker, here's the number one pick here. They're not involved in it this year, so it's kind of my focus hasn't been on college football a lot this year.
Yeah, I haven't looked at any mock drafts yet because my team is still in it. Usually by the end of September, I think.
So the end of September.
Well, because I think this September, when the Jets beat the Browns, it was the first time they'd won a September game since 2019.
That's right.
Usually, like they say you start 0-2, like you're drawing dead to make the playoffs. So the Jets have been starting 0-3, 0-4. The season's usually over after September, but you know, this year is different. I'm looking forward to tomorrow's slate with the college football playoffs getting underway. Michigan TCU and then Georgia and Ohio State possibly getting that rematch of Michigan and Ohio State. I think Georgia's going to win it all, but I'm looking forward to those two games tomorrow.
Yeah, it's going to be a good one. This is going to be good ones. All right, Ty. We've been talking a lot of Jets. You've had some anguish about it. You're a little concerned. You're getting nervous. I want you to take a deep breath.
Okay.
Okay. And I'm going to switch up just for a second. Just to switch up. Let you relax.
Take my mind off of it.
Yes. Your guy, Aaron Judge, got another impressive honor as named the Associated Press Male Athlete of the Year Award.
Yay! Mean Shohei Ohtani didn't win that?
No, this is a tough year for Ohtani.
Okay.
No MVP, no Associated Press Male Athlete of the Year. And he's got to go back and play for the Angels again.
Yeah, he's got to go back to playing irrelevant baseball for six months.
Yeah, exactly.
Aaron Judge can't relate to that. But, yes, well-deserved award for Aaron Judge. I love Ohtani. Ohtani's great for baseball. Yes, that was more of a shot taken at the two, I guess, California voters who thought that Aaron Judge wasn't the MVP this year. I mean, what a phenomenal season he put together, and in a contract year, Larry. Like, that's to do it in a contract year, and people forget, like, the first 2-3 weeks of the season, Judge actually struggled.
Yep.
And he even admitted that he was thinking, maybe I should have taken that deal. But for him to put together this type of a campaign in a contract year, you know, amidst all of, like, the you know, worries about whether he could stay healthy or not, for a team that desperately needed him, because remember, they were falling apart. They were in danger of becoming the first team to blow a 15.5 game division lead, and Judge kept them afloat. So an honor well deserved for now the new captain of the New York Yankees.
In name only, because he's been the captain of the Yankees for the past couple seasons.
He has been.
He's been that guy. The interesting thing for me as a Met fan looking at the Yankees, right, is now, and I'm confident, and I tell this to Gordon Damer all the time, I'm confident that you know, Brian Cashman is going to do something else. All right, you may start with this team, but you're not going to finish with this team. Because, you know, Cashman always does something at the trade deadline. He's a guy, let me assess where we are.
Yeah, how's Frankie Montas work out?
Yeah, not good. Not good. He did not look good. Now, he should be better this year, because hopefully, you know, you get better with the injury that he had. So he should be better this year. But it wasn't. Listen, can I just make a statement while you made that? For both the Mets and Yankees, here's a public service announcement from Larry Hardesty at ESPN. Don't bring any pitchers from Oakland to New York. None. I don't care whether it's American League or National League. Don't bring them. They can't do it. Can't do it. So that, keep that in mind. But I'm still curious as to what now. Is this the year that Stanton takes that leap and is close to that consistent guy that you had a couple of years ago? He's been decent in the postseason, up and down in the regular season. Is LeMahieu healthy enough to take that step and go back to the machine the way he was his first couple of years here with the Yankees? What happens with Gleyber Torres? Is he here? Is he not here? These are, for me, Josh Donaldson, I'll put him on list of number four, but these are the four question marks I have about this team to see if these guys can at least give you, Ty, what's the phrase? A season closer to the back of their baseball card than what we've seen of late. I think then the Yankees have a really good shot with the pitching staff, with the starting pitching that they've gotten. I think then they have a really good chance of you know, getting back to the ALCS.
Well,
but that's a lot of ifs.
It is, and it's so funny that the Yankees, every time they give someone a contract extension, they just get hurt. Severino, happened with DJ LeMahieu, happened with Aaron Hicks. So they just don't have that excellent track record when it comes to giving extensions. But I mean, I had completely forgotten about DJ LeMahieu until you brought him up. He's such a game changer, and he sets the tone at the top of the lineup. Before Judge had this monstrous season, I actually was entertaining an argument that he's not better than Judge, obviously. Mm-hmm. But as far as importance, like, he could have been ranked at the top of the list just because of what he brings to the table, setting the tone, and he was a machine. And it always felt like when rallies started or when fun things were happening for the Yankees, he was right in the middle of it getting it started. Obviously, Judge is more important to the lineup, but DJ LeMahieu, what he brings, when they don't have him, they're just a completely different team. So if he can get healthy, and in the last 2 years he just hasn't been able to do so, that changes things. Gleyber Torres, I mean, he just feels like a far cry from the player he was in 2018. But it's just so many guys who we're saying, if they can be better, as opposed to certainties. So I'm wondering, is there another bat that they can go out and acquire? Because I just don't feel comfortable. I saw the report from John Heyman, you know, Cabrera and who was it? Florio could be the starting left fielder. I would love to have an upgrade in the outfield. I would love to get somebody to, you know, come up here and play shortstop. I don't know if it's going to be one of the young kids. This team just needs more offensive firepower because what happened last year just wasn't cutting it.
No. That's just didn't work. You know, and in theory, LeMahieu, Judge, Rizzo, Stanton, I mean, that, in theory, that's a lineup, you know, that could give you, it's got some punch into it, you know, got some guys who make contact, and especially this year, Ty, and I don't know, I'm thinking, that it could make a difference. We'll see how much of a difference it really makes. But with this, you know, how the limits that you're doing by making the shifts. So, you know, making contact really will benefit you because you will have a chance to hit it where there's not four outfielders in the outfield now. You might have a chance to find a hole in the outfield where you can make some contact, especially for guys who make contact like Rizzo, like LeMahieu. This could be a great year for him.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.